K1260 AM Amory, and always streaming on the Civic Media app.
ABC News, I'm Rena Roy. Los Angeles officials giving an update on the I-10 situation. It's been closed since a massive fire under the freeway. Cal State Transportation Agency spokesman Tokes Omishakin says they're doing what they can to ease congestion.
There are 300,000 people who normally travel the I-10. It's one of the busiest freeway corridors in the entire country. And so we want to make sure, again, that people have those options available to them as long as this roadway closure exists.
The chemical fire, now under investigation, started in a storage facility. Battles around hospitals in Gaza forcing thousands more Palestinians to flee from some of the last shelters that are open. Some critically wounded patients cannot be moved, but doctors at the territory's largest hospital say they've run out of fuel for generators. South Carolina Senator Tim Scott abruptly announced last night that he is dropping out of the 2024 presidential race, surprising even his own campaign staff and donors. This is ABC News.
This is your local Civic Media radio station. Want to hear even more? Anytime? Find all of it at civicmedia.us.
Civic Media News, I'm Carrie Bell. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. 96 people in Wisconsin died from domestic violence last year. That's the highest number in 22 years. Those numbers are from the group End Domestic Abuse Wisconsin. Some social workers tell the State Journal they're worried the situation will get worse with looming cuts to federal victim resource funding. Some local programs say they'll have to close. Efforts to keep the Brewers in Milwaukee could be in trouble. The state Senate votes tomorrow on an amended bill to pay for maintenance at American Family Field. But as of this morning, not enough senators support it to pass it. The bill's author is Republican Dan Fine.
We're still in session until February, March, so this is not over for this session. We're hopeful to get to some kind of an agreement before we adjourn for the year.
Fine on Upfront on WISN-TV in Milwaukee. I'm Terry Bell, Civic Media News. Here's what you need to know closer to home.
For WLAK News, I'm James Kelly. An animal shelter in Duluth has been forced to stop taking in dogs and cats after an increase in surrenders. According to a Northern News Now report, PJ's Rescue in Duluth has seen 27 surrenders since August and recently took in half a dozen puppies that were found in the woods. The organization is foster-based and doesn't have a facility capable of hosting so many animals. One board member cited people returning to the office after COVID as a reason they're seeing increased surrenders. A bipartisan group of lawmakers are sponsoring a bill in the Wisconsin State Legislature that would create a psilocybin research pilot program in the state. The program would be run through the University of Wisconsin-Madison, and veterans 21 and older with diagnosed treatment-resistant PTSD would be eligible to participate. The bill would create a medicinal psilocybin treatment fund to support the research, and universities would be able to accept donations to expand it. And that's what you need to know. I'm James Kelly, WLAK News.
Radio keeps your community informed, entertained, and connected. It's what we're all about at the Civic Media Network of local radio stations.
We're having fun and moving fast to preserve hometown radio across Wisconsin.
This includes a commitment to news.
Now we want to invite you to join Civic Media's exclusive Facebook group, Wisconsin Breaking News. It's a place to share your community's news and chat with others from across the state about it.
Join the Facebook group, Wisconsin Breaking News, today. It's the perfect companion to your local Civic Media radio station.
The Packers with another loss on the road. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Packers lose to the Pittsburgh Steelers 23-19. It came down to the final play of the game. 3 seconds left on the clock, 16 yards from the goal line. Jordan Love throws to Christian Watson, but the pass intercepted. Watson asked if the play was similar to others this season.
You know, way, I mean, I'm just running the route, you know, trying to get into the end zone. You know, obviously, you know, leave everything else to 10. You know, try to fit it in somewhere. But at the end of the day, I mean, it's a tough situation to be in.
The Packers host the Chargers Sunday. NBA, the Milwaukee Bucks, back at Fiserv Forum tonight against the Chicago Bulls. The Bucks lost over the weekend to the Magic in Orlando, 112-97. Giannis with 35 points and 10 rebounds, but without Damian Lillard dealing with a calf injury. College football, at the start of the season, the Wisconsin Badgers were ranked 19th in the nation. Saturday, they lost again, this time to Northwestern, 24-10. Luke Fickle.
The expectation, sometimes you got to find a way to get over top of that. Right now, we have not.
With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
This is your hometown radio, refreshed, keeping you informed, entertained, and connected locally across the Civic Media Network.
Here's your updated forecast. Clear skies this afternoon with a high of 53. West winds 8 to 15 miles per hour. Lows level off around 35. Tonight, mainly clear. Tomorrow, high of 60. I'm meteorologist Paul Trombley on Lake Air, WLAK, 1260 AM. Right now, 47.
The Todd Almost Show.
I had tweeted out after the second game of the year, a hot take. I said, by the end of the year, we will see Braden Locke as the starting quarterback of the Wisconsin Badgers. Now, Mr. Mordecai broke his hand. And by golly, not the way I thought it would happen, but Braden Locke has become the starting quarterback.
And another finger on the monkey's paw curls.
Where did you get that one?
The Todd Almost Show. Weekdays, noon till 2 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app. Did you know this local radio station is part of Civic Media?